to, in October, we're gonna pivot. Half of October is gonna be more of a harvest fall festival type of thing, but I wanna continue on this muscle memory series, because I have some unfinished business. Everybody say unfinished business?
Unfinished business.
And so, as you see on the screen, I want us to see ourselves as athletes trying to get in shape. All right, I would pass this around, but it is heavy. I'm not sure if you're in shape, so I ain't gonna throw this at you. But I want you to see yourself as athletes. All right, and muscle memory. Everybody say muscle memory.
Muscle memory.
And so on your paper right now, the bottom line today is we gotta train ourselves to be resilient before challenging times hit. So in other words, be prepared ahead of time. Everybody say ahead of time.
Ahead of time.
We gotta train ourselves to be resilient before challenging times hit. Also be prepared to defend the faith that is in you without hesitation. I'm looking at believers in the room. I'm looking at people that are definitely full of faith, that you look good in Jesus, you look successful, you look happy, you look like only God can give you the joy that I'm seeing on your faces. Amen?
Amen.
But you got to be prepared. The bottom line today, be prepared to defend the faith that's on the inside of you without hesitation. Be prepared to confront the Debbie Downers. Now, my mother loved his name was Debbie, so she's welcome to Debbie Downer. Amen.
Amen.
But prepare to confront the Debbie Downers, even if the Debbie Downer is inside of you or is you. So, bottom line, also, there are anti-fakers everywhere. Anti-fakers everywhere. Be ready. Everybody say, be ready.
Be ready.
So, number one. Number two, let's build our spiritual muscle memory. Our spiritual muscle memory. In round three. So this is what I'm considering round three. We had round one, not unofficial round one when I first started the series. Round two was last time. I won't say last week, but the week before last. It was round two. Everybody say round two. We talked about basically how you can reignite some muscles, or you can basically wake up some muscles. Everybody say wake up! Wake up some muscles. So at round three, let's build our spiritual muscle memory. Let's go even deeper. Everybody say, let's go deeper.
Let's go deeper.
So remember, the week before last, I talked about something called myonuclei. Everybody say myonuclei.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like a coach. It wakes up it talks to the brain of your muscle cells and basically guides them on how to become bigger and stronger. Everybody say, myonuclei. I like the way that rolls off my tongue. Myonuclei. It's like a coach. And basically, myonuclei is a coach that shows up when you're active. So when you're not active, myonuclei is not active. So when you're active, myonuclei shows up. This is just a 60-second, hopefully, review. And when you are, or you can attack atrophy by waking up those weakened muscle cells by basically waking up the coach. How do you wake up the coach, class? By getting what? By getting active. Amen? So in round two, again, the teaching was to create new cells by getting active. In other words, create new muscle memory. New muscle memory. Okay, number three takeaway today, or bottom line, is be patient. Everybody say be patient.
Be patient.
Building muscle memory it doesn't happen overnight. Be patient and build it one muscle at a time, or one scripture at a time, or one spiritual discipline at a time. You're good at prayer. You're good at grace. You're good at benevolence. You're good at patience. You may be good at whatever you're good at, but let's be patient and grace ourselves. Let's build one spiritual discipline at a time. Let's build. Everybody say build. Last bottom line, God is good is a muscle memory that the enemy wants to die. So in other words, when we wake up and say God is good, I woke up this morning and I was very grateful, had power. Mother love was in the house, just good vibes in the house, just, you know, parents, Parents have power. Food in the fridge. Just felt very grateful, and I just said, God is good. And so, but that's a muscle memory that the enemy wants to die, because if you don't see that God is good, then you trigger evil. You trigger bad things. All right. So I want to show you something on the screen. Hopefully, it's going to work. Where I want you guys to notice the muscle memory in these videos, the innate ability to respond without thinking. Start over one more time. I think I'm going to narrate this since we don't have. All right, so we see what's going on here. You can probably predict what's going to happen. It's going to happen, and it's about to happen. And yes, he called it. All right. And so let's see what else we got here. So something always happens. Something always goes wrong. And he did. Oh! You see that reaction? Boom. Look at all these daddies killing. And something is going to happen. But again, the daddy to the rescue. I didn't realize all these were men. Boom. And that was not. He saved her life. And boom. I didn't realize it was mostly babies in these videos. I think we got 31 seconds. And this may be the last one. I mean, just without even thinking, he came to the rescue. He reacted. Did he learn that, or that's on the inside of him? Oh, there's one more. Look at this guy. There's one. I realize a few more. Clap your hands for all the daddies that saved the day. Feeling pretty good. Me and Alex feeling pretty good, right?
Yeah.
We can babysit too. But it's a matter of life and death. It's risky when you leave your kid with men. But we got it. Because of the muscle memory. We know how to react in challenging times. Do you know how to react in challenging times? It is crazy to me that 2 weeks ago, I was up here and I talked about how at my crib, I could basically turn on and off the light above the microwave in the dark. And I talked about, now this is actually a picture of a house and basically of a kitchen. 2 weeks ago, I said, how can you guys do that? And then about a week later, what happened?
Nope.
Your muscle memory was put to the test.
Yes.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
Raise your hand if you were in the dark. How many had to use your muscle memory? How many flipped on the light accidentally about 52 times? Good on you, oh, ain't got no power. Oh, ain't got no power. Good on, ain't got no power. So again, a couple weeks ago, I was basically encouraging us to, very simple, dig in God's word to develop muscle memory in areas and other areas. I'm often saying we're professional or veteran Christians in the room. What I mean by that is just many of us, you can't tell us, you basically can't convince us not to believe in God. And so what do we, how do we live this life? What do we do now? We build up, we try to have a better quality of life. Amen? And so Proverbs 15:1 challenges us to, these are basically spiritual muscles in the making. We ain't there yet, because Proverbs 15:1 says, I know we ain't there yet. I know somebody in this room, we ain't there yet, because Proverbs 15:1 says, we did not allow ready to say go. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. I will keep reading, because some of our muscle memories is to respond a certain way. When people say certain things or do certain things, or we see certain things on TV. Amen?
Amen.
It is hard to give a gentle answer. Amen? James 1 says, read with me, my dear brothers and sisters, Take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Everybody say, ouch.
Ouch.
Colossians 4. Ready, say, go. Let your conversation be always full of what?
Grace.
Grace. Seasoned with salt. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? All the coops in the house. We know that gumbo tastes better over what? Over time. It tastes better over time. Let your conversation be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. In other words, it takes time to be salty. The Bible encourages us to be what? The what of the earth?
Salt.
The salt of the earth. Some of us are saltier than others. Some of us are bland. We got no flavor. Not flavor. We got no flavor. But let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. This thing takes time. Proverbs 15:28. Can't make this up. Ready, say, go. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. Righteous responses are thoughtful and considered, unlike impulsive or harmful speech. We know we got some debates coming up, hopefully maybe some more presidential debates. Look at who's displaying Proverbs 15:28, Colossians 4, 6, James 1, Proverbs 15:1. Look and see who's passing the test. Amen?
Yeah.
All right, so that was my somewhat of a review. And I want to end today with lifting up the anger scripture one more time. And it's Romans 12. Turn to Romans 12. Romans 12, of course, verse 2. Don't think, please don't get bored with, we have the same scripture, but you will always see something different. You're probably looking at this without my observations or commentary, and you see something different. Many applications, one meaning, but different applications. And so I want to focus on a few things. Same scripture. I mean, we could be in the scripture for the rest of the year, honestly, on each word. But let's read it one more time. Ready, say, go. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then, it's like an if-then statement. If this happens, then. So let's keep reading. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. It's good. Everybody say good.
Good.
Everybody say good.
Good.
Everybody say good.
Good.
How well can we recognize good? All right. Pleasing and perfect will. Write this down. When the mind is right, the routine is right. When the mind is right, the route or the routine is right. Then you will be able to test and approve God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will, his plan for your life. Yes. How can you align with God's plan? Again, when the mind is right, the route is right, the routine is right. Not when the feet is right, not when the hands are right, when the mind is right. Write this down. When the pay is right, the way is right. It's not what you get. When the pay is right, then the way is right. And I want you to add pay attention. All right? So add that. I left that out on purpose. When the pay attention. When the pay is right, then the way is right. You see, I'm trying to make it right. I'm a wannabe gospel rapper. Amen? So renewing the mind develops a spiritual muscle that is needed to navigate life. Romans 12, 2 says, do not conform. Do not conform. Everybody say conform.
Conform.
What does that mean? Do not conform. It actually comes from a Greek word. Man, I'm trying to say this. I'm trying to say this. Anybody else, you're welcome to give a stab at it. But it comes from a Greek word that means being shaped or molded by external pressures. Susuke Mateze Tete. Let me try one more time. Susuke Mateze Tete. Susuke Mateze Tete. Okay? I did practices, but it is what it is. This is Greek. My name is Greek, but I'm speaking Greek. All right? It means basically, do not conform, be in shape, or molded. My mom said that, of course I'm a twin, guys, but she said I was born prematurely, and my head did not fully develop, or did not fully form. And she used to, over time, she used to take her hand and kind of mold my head, and kind of shape it, because I used to be called funny looking. And man, did you know that, sweets? Yeah, I used to be called funny looking because of my head, all right? Y'all ain't got to laugh, y'all ain't got to be tickled. But I used to be called funny looking. And so over time, she molded, mom was able to mold my head over time. Everybody say over time.
Over time.
Do not conform. It is so. You can wake up one day and say, man, I just don't feel right. I don't feel well. Not physically, but spiritually. You just feel off. You just feel like, you feel off mentally. We're hearing, there's a new thing out, it's new to me, it's called not 911, 811. Raise your hand if you've never heard of 811. 811, I heard about this week from a industry person. She said that 811 is dedicated for your mental health. Ooh. Instead of calling 911, you call 811 and somebody will show up ready to see about your mental health. And I'm not sure if it's here, but it's over time. You can wake up and say, man, I need counseling. I have issues, not externally, but internally, because we have some things that we need to deal with. Amen?
Amen.
And so do not conform to the patterns of the world. Everybody say world. It comes from a Greek word, this is easy to say, ion. Everybody say ion.
Ion.
Everybody say ion. That Greek word is ion, and it basically means age or error. Age. Do not conform to the patterns of this age or error. The present age, basically the culture of today, the values of today, the thought patterns of today. Do not, the world has its patterns, and as said 2 weeks ago, and the kingdom of God has its patterns. The world responds a certain way. Everybody say fear?
Fear.
That sounds like what? The world. Fear, cussing, anger, revenge, selfishness, and evil is the pattern of the world. Alright? That's how they respond. But the kingdom of God responds how? With faith. Next week's faith, blessings, joy, peace, grace, giving, and good. So the world responds a certain way, and we respond a certain way as Christians. Amen? Alright, almost finished. Conformity. So I found some conformity quotes, and I'm not endorsing these guys because some of these guys are not believers, but they had some great quotes about conformity. All right? You can write them down or you can get them later. And let's read it. Ready? This will bless you. This will bless you. Ready? Say go. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Dr. Seuss says, good old Bishop Dr. Seuss, he says, where does it go? Why fit in when you were born to stand out? All right, read this next one for me. It is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profound sick society. Mark Twain says, whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it is time to do what? Pause and reflect. Popular is not always right. Amen? Popular ain't always right. Alright? And so Matthew 7 says it like this. Matthew 7, verse 13. And it says it's basically, it's not easy. And what do I mean by that? Matthew 7 verse 13 says, read with me. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. That sounds like a popular way. That sounds like a popular road to me. And many enter through it. That sounds like popularity, right? That sounds like viral, right? But, read with me, small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life.
And only,
only a few find it. Look at somebody say, I want to be one of the few. So, in preparation for next week, I really wanted to set next week up. I wanted to do next week this week, but I wanted to take my time. But in preparation for next week, I wanted to deal with something. Because you see this picture on the screen, and it's basically a real life picture of what's happening all around us in the upstate and western North Carolina. Because in round three, guys, we need to make sure our God is good, muscle memory is intact. That makes sense? We need to make sure that our God is good, muscle memory is not shaken, that our faith is not shaken. Because I don't know about you, but for me, it's been an interesting week just seeing other people go through some challenges. That can mess with you, amen? You can see other people without, I'm talking about bodies floating in trees when the water level recedes. That's a lot, amen? That's not in Florida, that's not in California, that's right up the street. But everybody said, God is still good. This is the time where this is the time where people come out and have a field day with what we believe and say that your God is not good. They say things like, see, you see what's going on? You believe in what? And he's allowing what? Because many of what this past week, the hurricane, tornadoes, wind, rain, it's called an act of what?
God.
Act of what?
God.
So if God is responsible for that, you believe in God, then you believe in destruction. What do we do with that? How do we respond to that? What's our muscle memory when they say your God is evil because he allowed things like this to happen? I know I'm skipping this week. I'm skipping again. They say your God is evil when, like, I don't even want this on the screen too much because it'll mess me up. When this young lady and her two twins are no longer here. Tree falls on the house, falls on the mother, she protects the twins, crushes both. Not one funeral, three funerals. Or one funeral, three bodies. Everybody say, God is good?
God is good.
God is still good. So in preparation for next week, let's turn to Lamentations 3:25. Y'all okay? I am almost finished. Lamentations 3:25. It says, basically, what I'm trying to get us to be reminded of, Lamentations 3:25 says, "Red said, go. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him." Guys, I want y'all to look at this and consider not reading it like you normally would read it. I would ask you guys to flip it. What do I mean by that? Because you would think, normally when you read this, you would think, God is good, or he is basically, he is blessing those whose hope is in him. But perhaps the scripture is about perspective. Everybody say perspective.
Perspective.
Perhaps those who perceive God as good will see God as good. If you have hope, you will see God as good. Does that make sense? The Lord is good to those who hope is in him. But if your hope is not in him, then you're not going to see God as good. That makes sense? So the Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. To the one who seeks him. If you never hope in God, if you never see God, then you ain't going to ever see him as good. You're not going to see him as the answer if you never seek him. If you never pray to him, then it's easy to shake the church if you never go to church. It's easy to say y'all crazy and not to trust in God if you never trusted in God and you saw him deliver, come through for you. Make sense?
Yeah.
The Lord is only good to those whose perspective, who has this muscle memory of hoping, not this muscle memory of fearing or talking negative or believing in negativity. Amen? Mm-hmm. Whose hope is in him to the one who seeks him. All right, so next week is 100% muscle memory examples, because we need some answers for these objections that people are going to basically raise about our faith. Because racism is real. Next week is floods, oppression, murder, rape, cancer, disrespectful kid, gun violence, abortion. If these things bother you, raise your hand. If they tear you up, if they annoy you, why do they bother you? Why are they even wrong? Amen? So we definitely want to talk about this next week. We're going to relift this. I think it's been a couple of years since we talked about apologetics and contending for the faith. But that is a muscle memory that we're going to need like never before, because so many people are leaving the faith. So many people are not Christians anymore. So many people are now not believing in God. If you're not believing in God, you're not believing in good. If you're not believing in good, then guess what? Anything goes. Make sense?
Yeah.
So everybody said, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Y'all keep the faith. Keep the faith as you drive back home past trees that are down and people that are struggling. And so on and so on and so on. Everybody say, keep the faith. First Timothy 1:19 says, read with me. Keeping faith and a what?
A good conscience.
Okay? Which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith. Everybody say good conscience.
Conscience,
is broken up, sire, with good morals. Conscience with good morals. Everybody say keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
So these are also basically, this is the last slide. This is a parting exercise to build muscle memory. And I didn't get to this a couple of weeks ago. Isaiah 26. And know this is easy to teach when you teach it from the Word of God. Amen? Mm-hmm. This is really easy today because it's not my opinion. It's basically the Word of God encouraging us to keep the faith. It's not my wits. It's not my smarts. Amen?
Yeah.
I get no credit for you being encouraged. Anybody encouraged?
Mm-hmm.
You're about to encourage?
Yeah.
Okay, I get no credit for that. This is the Word of God. Isaiah 26 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose muscle memories, whose minds are steadfast. Muscle memory. Amen?
Amen.
Because they trust in you. Muscle memory. Muscle memory of trust. Keep reading. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord himself is the rock eternal. Last one. Psalm 37. Ready, set, go. Trust in the Lord, muscle memory, and do what?
Good.
Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit muscle memory.
Yes.
Muscle memory. Do you know how hard it is to build up muscle memory in areas to be strong in? I mean, to like this one. I have to do this 72,000 times. to get the results I want. Do you think I'm going to do this? No! In order to build my this muscle and go out like this, I got to do this 72,000 times. Do you think I want to do this? Everybody say commit. Are y'all committed? I don't want to do it. Do you know how many times I had to throw and catch with my siblings and my daddy? Do you know how long it took? Now, I'm going to make it look easy and I'm done. I'm about to make it look easy. Do you know how many times as a kid I had to do this? I almost followed him without looking. I might not do it today. When he throws the ball, I'm going to catch it. Effortlessly. When he throws it, I'm going to catch it. And that, now, first of all, disclaimer, it's bigger than any baseball. So I don't catch it. Y'all keep the point. I couldn't find a baseball. But watch how effortlessly I catch this. Commit your way to the Lord. Takes time. It takes repetition, muscle memory. Come on, let's see what happens. Woo! Yeah, look at that. One more time, one more time. I had this when I was 8, 9, all through the same glove. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. I must have do well, you know? Clap is kind of weak. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. Clap your hands if you enjoy this teaching today.